Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how old dogs learn new tricks. Even if you have been doing something the same way for a long time, you can learn to do it differently, as long as you have a reason and find the right guide along the way. People who listen to my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds, know that I recently made good on a 2022 goal to learn how to do my makeup better. I have been wearing some sort of makeup, though not much, for decades. But it is not a subject that has ever particularly interested me. I bought stuff at the drugstore. I put it on roughly how I thought it should go on. I could see how professional makeup artists made me look much better than usual for professional photo shoots or TV appearances. But I figured that's like saying people look good on their wedding days. I mean, yes, but that has little to do with normal life. But I have noticed that other people look very nice in normal life. And as I get older, it's a little hard to pull off the effortless look. So I decided to do something about it. Fortunately, as I was pondering this, I heard from Jenny Eversole, who runs the virtual styling business Style Space. She was a longtime Best of Both Worlds listener and offered to set me up with some sessions. So I did two virtual meetings with makeup artist Rebecca Kirkwood. During the first one, she looked at my face, asked what I normally wore, and asked about my life. Then she sent me links to various products in the shades I should buy. My first takeaway was that I had a lot to learn. These were independent brands that aren't usually sold in drugstores. And there were things like brow gel, which had never entered my mental space. Once my haul showed up, I did a second virtual session where Rebecca taught me how to apply it. I will say that at the end, I did look dewier and more rested than usual. So that is a win. I am now doing my makeup differently than I was for the past 25 years. Maybe an old dog can learn new tricks. And maybe you can too. If there is something you have been doing a certain way for a while, but you are not particularly thrilled with how it's going, that is a good sign that you might want to pause and think. You can probably change things. You just need to follow a few steps. First, you have to want to change. There are a great many things in this world that I don't care about. I am probably shampooing my hair completely wrong, but I may go to my grave shampooing my hair wrong. It will be okay. You have to genuinely be interested in doing something differently. Then, you have to find the right guide. When you get older, you have less time to mess around. But you also probably have more resources. So ask other people who they have found useful. You can certainly watch YouTube videos, and that might be a good start. But if you can swing one-on-one instruction, that might be more helpful. You also need to be willing to commit the resources to it. I mean time and money. I am sure Rebecca could have worked her magic with drugstore makeup if she needed to. But if I am going to the trouble of enlisting an expert, I am probably best off buying what she tells me to buy, even if it's pricier than my usual fare. Similarly, if you are taking cooking lessons and your teacher tells you to buy a certain knife, you should get it. You should get the tennis racket your coach recommends, or go to the batting cage a certain number of times if that is the prescription. But if you do these three things, decide you do want to change, find a guide, and commit the resources, you can probably do all sorts of things. And then the old dog can do his new trick for many years to come. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.